弟兄姐妹，朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们今天要来看马可福音13章。
So today we're going to take a look at chapter 13 of Gospel of Mark.
讲到谨慎与警醒。
Watch out and stay awake.
世界末日这个话题呢，有时候对有些人觉得这个是很幼稚的一个话题。
So end of the world to some people seems to pretty naive and then pretty childish.
早几年的话，一切都平安，一切都顺利的时候，我们都不想这些问题。
So in early years, when everything was so peaceful, we seldom think about these things.
那到最近的时候，我们发现整个世界的局势不一样了。
Recently, we see the change of the world.
我们开始就要想这些问题了。
And so we start to think about these things.
在圣经里头，神的话语很早以前就开始谈。
So in the Bible, the word of God, actually starting to talk about these things very early on.
这首歌呢，我要教大家唱。
So this song, Pastor Juan is going to teach you how to sing.
没有英文版的，这是在马可福音13章35到37节。
So there's no English version, but the verses is from Mark chapter 13, verse 35 to 37.
就是经文逐字的说，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来。
So it's talking about it, because as you have to stay awake because you don't know the hour, the day or the hour that the master actually comes back.
或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。
So evening or midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning.
恐怕他忽然来到。
Maybe he's coming very suddenly.
看见你们睡着了。
And see that you are asleep.
我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
What I say to you, I also say to all, stay awake.
很早之前，我在马来西亚唱这首歌，唱到都会背了。
Many years ago, when I was singing the song in Malaysia, I almost could remember the lyrics.
那是三四十年前。
But of course, when I was able to memorize the lyrics, it was more than 30, 40 years ago.
我叫大家唱，把这个经文背下来，好不好？
So let's sing together, and maybe you can also memorize the lyrics and the verses.
我们一起来。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道，你们不知道，家主什么时候来，家主什么时候，什么时候来。容易唱吧，中国调啊。
Not easy, it's a Chinese tune, right?
来，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道，你们不知道，家主什么时候来。家主什么时候，什么时候来？或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。恐怕他忽然来到，忽然来到。看见你们睡着了，我对你们说的话，也是对众人说要警醒。有时间我们底下结束的时候再唱。
So we'll come back to the song if we have time later.
这不是儿歌啊。
So this is not a children's song.
这是一个我们觉得有时候唱的时候觉得很好玩，很可笑啊。但是要到那一天，当我们真正面对的时候，我们才晓得这首歌的 严肃性。
So sometimes when we sing this song, we might feel like it's kind of interesting, it's kind of funny. However, when this time really comes, we'll find the seriousness, the graveness of the song.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
你也提醒我们，这世界有一天要过去。
And you have also reminded us that there will be an end for this world.
这世界不会一直持久下去。
There will be, this world is not going to last forever.
同样，我们的生命有一天要结束。
Likewise, there will be an end for our life.
我们要面对我们造我们的主。
And we're going to face our Creator.
我们面对我们的造物主的时候，我们要有一个交战的时候。
And we have to give account for everything that we have done before our Creator.
求主你带领我们，保守我们。
Lead us and protect us.
将你的话语赐给我们。
Give us your word.
让我们有智慧的过我们一生。
That we can have the wisdom to live every single day of our lives.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
这是 UM 的这个 Big House 的大门。
So this is the gate of a big house of U of M.
我在 Ann Arbor 八年了。
So 8 years I've been in Ann Arbor.
再过两三个月就八年了。
In 2 to 3 months.
这是第一次去 big house.
This is the first time I actually went to big house.
以前也有机会，但是这一次呢，我去了以前没有去
So I used to have opportunities in the past, but I didn't go there. This time I actually went there.
那我去的时候，大门注意到一个地方
So I noticed something on the at the gate.
你看那个有一个那个柱子上面写一个刻一个大 M 是不是
So you saw this big M engraved on the pillar, right?
那里还只刻着1996年。
So it also engraves a 1996.
应该要加个2024年 champion.
It also should engrave another year 2024 champion.
那这一次是我第一次进到这个大的这个球场里头。
This is the first time I actually went into the big bowl.
我每一年都是看着大家的这个相片
Every year I just saw the pictures from other people.
那我讲这一次我就去
So this time I actually went there.
尝一尝
To take a look.
另外也是因为大学组呢，我们很多人都不在，只剩下我跟这个朱玉夫妇，所以就只有我跟朱玉去捧场了
And another reason is also because the college group, many of the coworkers are not here, and they're only leaving me and brother朱玉 and his wife, and so that's why we went there together.
毕业典礼开始的时候是有一群的人拿了很多不同的旗子我看不太懂这可能是在这个 UM 里头每个部 department 的一些的旗子还是什么的哈他们就拿了然后一群的这个教授跟着走进来。
Many people having their banners and standards, a group of people were holding that and coming into the stadium.
但是过不久另外有一群人呢也拿着旗子。
Another group of people also took the banners and coming in.
拿着巴勒斯坦的旗子
They took the flag of Palestine.
然后他们原来是走在前面去的
So they were working, moving forward.
后来被请到后面来
However, they were urged to come back.
他们一整个过程里头都在边一直喊叫。
Throughout the entire duration, they were shouting.
刚开始我在边好奇说为什么学校会让这些人跑进来。
I was very curious in the beginning why the school actually would allow those people carrying the Palestinian flags.
你猜
Can you make a guess?
毕业典礼也不是随便进来的
This is the graduation ceremony, so,
原因是这些都是毕业生。
Because these are all graduates.
他们里头藏着他们的这个袍子里头藏着一大堆的这些的旗子还有各种各样的所以当他们开始的时候他们就跑到一旁然后把它全部拿出来然后就开始整个过程在那边喊叫。
underneath their graduation gowns, they actually hid the flags. And then they took the flags out and then starting to form a group and to start shouting.
你就发现到这不是一个单纯的毕业典礼。
So, and you realize this is not just a very simple, straightforward graduation ceremony.
那只是一小群的人，他们喊叫，也许在旁边人听得很大声，我在上面听得不太听，听不到他们在喊什么。
That's only a small group of people. Maybe the people next to them, right next to them, will feel they were really noisy. However, since I am up there, I don't really pay too much, I couldn't really hear a lot.
然后我发现这个天空中有三部飞机在旋转。
And I saw like three airplanes were hovering over, circling around us.
两个我是看得一清二楚。
So two of them were pretty clear.
第一部飞机它说什么？
What does the first one say?
他说 divest from Israel now, free Palestine.
Wow.
就从以色列那边退出来，我们要支持这个啊，解放这个巴勒斯坦人啊。
So, they urge people to withdraw from Israel and then to free Palestine.
然后跟着第二部飞机又飞来了。
And then the second airplane came over.
We stand with Israel.
我们和以色列站在一起。
Jewish life matters us.
犹太人的性命也是性命。
然后第三部飞机好小。看不清楚。
It's actually so small, it's very obscure to see.
转了好多圈，我看了老半天，我最后问这个旁边的朱弟兄说，你看得清楚吗？
And it circles, many circles, and I asked Brother Drew next to me and asking him, can you see clearly?
啊，他用他比较先进的这个手机来照一张。
So he took a picture with his very advanced cell phone.
这是他给我的。
And so that's what he gave me.
上面大概讲什么？他们上面大概讲 Congratulations 某某某 24.
No, it says congratulations to the graduate.
这怎么回事？
So what is actually going on?
一个毕业典礼应该是毕业生高高兴兴的，结果这个招牌是最远看不清楚的地方。
So the graduation ceremony is supposed, is meant to bring joy to the graduates. However, this actually is the farthest away.
而其他的这个信息却传得清清楚楚。
And other messages are actually clearer than this one.
你坐在里头，你听那个上面讲台上的人，如果靠近麦克风近一点的话，他很大声。
So when you were sitting there, the speaker on the stage, when they are close to the microphone, he sounds very, his voice is very loud.
讲很多这个让人家很振奋的一些的信息。
And giving very encouraging messages.
然后时不时你又听到下面那一小群的人在边喊。
And then you also hear from time to time those small group that shouting.
声音虽然不大。
Even though they are not really loud.
那我时不时就要看一下他们在做什么。
But I am distracted from time to time to see what they are doing.
一看到他们说又发现我刚刚台上讲的什么我又听不记得了。
When I'm distracted by them, then I realize I didn't really pay attention to what the speaker on the stage was talking about.
毕业应该是很高兴的事情。
Graduation ceremony is supposed to be very joyful.
却掺杂了征战的事。
But it's mixed with rumors of war.
这个示威虽然是一小群人，虽然不是大事。
And the protesters, even though they are just a big, a small group and not a big one.
但是他却提醒我们现今所处的时代。
They remind us of the stage of the era that we're living in.
我们现今所处的时代并不稳定。
Our era, the world that we're living in is not stable.
曾经有一个女子怀孕。
There was a lady who was pregnant.
这是他第五次怀孕。
And this is the fifth time that he was pregnant.
他有两个孩子。
She has two children.
你说第五次怀孕怎么只有两个孩子呢？
So you maybe wonder it's her fifth pregnancy. Why does she only have like two children?
因为两次流产。
Because of two miscarriages.
每一次怀孕呢，她都很难受。
Every pregnancy brings her some discomfort.
有一次是受不了这个咖啡的味道。
There is one time that she wasn't able to endure to tolerate the taste of coffee.
有时候整个人只想躺在沙发上不想动。
There is a time that she probably just only wants to stay on the couch and not moving at all.
两次流产呢？ 他有注意到有一点啊，有一个特别的地方。
So the two miscarriages that she has, there was something special about the pregnancies.
流产一发生，她整个身体恢复正常。
As soon as the miscarriage happens, her entire body came to normal.
那些奇怪的这些症状呢，怀孕的症状，忽然间就没了。
All these strange symptoms accompanied the pregnancy, all disappears.
所以这一次第五次怀孕的时候，那有一次她忽然之间很想吃这个中国菜。
So there's during this fifth pregnancy, there is a time that she suddenly wanted to eat the Chinese cuisine.
她叫了中国菜，到眼前的时候又吃不下。
However, when she has the Chinese food in before her, she wasn't able to eat.
对任何其他人呢，我们身体如果是这样子那么奇怪的话，我们都会担心说身体有问题。
For anyone else, who has these strange symptoms, we probably will be very worried.
但对这怀孕的女子
，However, for this pregnant woman,
怎么难受
？She really suffers a lot of discomfort.
不正常的反应
，and all these abnormal reactions.
这表示什么？
What does this actually show?
这表示她胎中的孩子是正常的。
This indicates that her the child in her womb is normal.
不正常的反应，反而表示一切都正常。
These abnormal reactions shows that everything is normal.
我们今天读的这个经文在第13章7到8节。
So the verses that we read today is from 7 to 8 of chapter 13.
我们一起把这段经文读一下。
Let's read the verses together.
你们请。好，这都是灾难的起头。
These are the beginning of a birth pains.
Yeah, 英文的话就直接翻译出来了哈。中文有一个挂虎的字，原文做生长之难。
So the English is, translation is pretty forward. In the Chinese, there is this parenthesis, showing that this is the birth pains.
生产之难。
The birth pains.
也就是说，你在怀孕的期间，一切不正常的。这个情况就表示胎里头的孩子一切正常。
This is to say that when during your pregnancy, when you are not feeling normal, it's actually showing that your the child in your womb is actually normal.
对这个女子，如果有一天她忽然间觉得一切正常的时候，她要开始担心她胎里头孩子要怎么办。
And for this pregnant woman, if everything is actually comfortable for her, then she will have to start to worry about her child.
马可福音13章7到8节在这里用这个的比喻来描写说，将来我们听到打仗和打仗的风声，不要惊慌，不要恐惧，不要以为有什么这个世界发生了什么问题。
So, the verse 7 and 8 of Mark chapter 13 actually reminds us, when we see something taking place, when we see the wars and other things, we should not, panic. We should not be afraid. We should not worry if there's anything, strange.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有地震、饥荒。
So the nation will arise against nations, and then kingdom arise, against kingdoms. There will be earthquake in various places, and there will be famines.
我们会觉得一切反常。
We'll see, everything is abnormal.
当我们觉得一切反常的时候，我们正是有希望的时候。
However, when we see things are out of the norm, there is hope.
因为耶稣早在几千年前就说，当你看见这些事的时候，你要知道，我必再来。
Because Jesus, thousands of years ago, he said, if you see these things, it shows that I am actually going to come back.
马可福音十三章有两个字。
So there are two words in chapter 13 of Mark.
一个叫谨慎。
One is watch out.
一个叫警醒。
And the other is stay awake.
如果你看一些翻译的话，他们可能都翻 look 啊，不是那个 look 啊，小孩子的 look 啊，是 watch out 啊。
So when you see like some translations, they will always refer to like look. It's not like Luke the Luke child, but it's like watch out.
但是前面的谨慎是说你要小注意小心的看，后面的这个警醒更强调的是中文翻出来就是你要醒着。
So the first word emphasizes on that you have to watch out, you have to pay attention, while the second one, you have to actually stay awake, do not fall asleep.
第一个字谨慎，谨慎的意思是说不要看错。
The first one, watch out, emphasizes on do not mistake.
在末世的时候，当很多的这个消息出来，就说你不要看错了。
So, in the end times, when there are so many rumors around, information around, you have to refrain from making mistakes.
有很多这个误导人的信息，有很多迷惑，你不要看错了。
There are so many confusions, a lot of misleading information. Do not see wrongly.
这是第一个警慎。
So this is the first watch out.
第二个警醒是什么呢？
What is the second stay awake?
前面说不要看错。
So the first one is that do not be mistaken.
后面那个叫什么？
What is the second one?
后面叫你要看准了。
You have to be correct.
你要看清楚。
You have to see clearly and correctly.
在末世，神给我们的使命是什么？
What is the mission in the end times that God has given us?
谨慎是讲到说我们要防备，我们不要误入歧途，不要被迷惑，不要被所有的这个消息欢乱了自己的心。
So watch out means that you should not go astray, you should not be misled by the misinformation, and you should not mess up yourself.
后面这个警醒是告诉我们说你要看清楚神在末世当中要我们做的是什么。
And the second, the word, the stay awake is to, you have to be clear, you have to be correct about what God actually commanded you to do in the end times.
我们先谈前面的啊。
So let's focus on the first word, watch out first.
谨慎是在这个十三章的前面的部分的经文。
So the watch out actually is focusing on the first half of chapter 13.
刚刚我们念的七到八节。
So we have read verse 7 and 8.
当我们听到这个打仗跟打仗的风声，我们知道这个民攻打民啊，基本上是国家里头开始打起来了啊！我们也担心美国里头也开始打起来啊！国要攻打国，多处必有地震、饥荒。
And so we hear wars and rumors of wars, and we see nation rise against nations. Maybe there's some civil war just within the United States, and we also see kingdom rise against kingdoms. And there will be earthquakes and in various places, and there will be famines.
啊，有人说这个历史历代一直都有征战。
And some people may claim that there are wars over the years, over the past years.
那教会历史里头经历了这个征战的时候，就以为世界末日了。
And when they when the churches actually experience the wars, they think that the end has come. It's coming.
但是我们今天知道的可不一样。
However, what we see today is different.
因为今天我们的消息是世界各地的消息。
Because what we the information to us are actually from all around the world.
在教会历史里头，他们面对到征战的时候，以为世界末日，但是他们并不晓得那只是一个局部的一个征战。
So, in the early church history, when they saw the wars around them, it's maybe just like confined to the local conflictions.
今天我们的消息是世界各地来，我们晓得如果真的第三世界大战的话，这可不得了。
But our information is coming from all around the world. So when the Third World War actually comes, we know that it means something.
我们晓得当核子弹、原子弹炸下去的时候，一大片的地，整个世界都要被烧毁。
And we know that when the nuclear weapon has actually exploded, it will destroy a vast amount of land.
耶稣用这比喻，这个生产之难的比喻来描写说这可怕不正常的现象。
So Jesus was using this parable, this metaphor of this birth pain to indicate, to describe this abnormal condition.
并不是表示神失控了。
This is not to say that God is out of control.
正是表明主在掌控之中。
It is not to say that things are out of the control of God, but it actually indicates that God is in control of everything.
耶稣不但对信他的门徒说将来有征战、有地震、有饥荒。
Jesus told them that there will be wars in the future, there will be famines and earthquakes.
将来世界还要迫害信耶稣的人。
Not only that, but the world is actually going to persecute those believers.
他们要因为信耶稣的缘故被拉到官员面前。
Because of their faith, they will be delivered to the consuls.
我们一起来念第九到第十节。
So let's read together in verse 9 and 10.
他说你们要谨慎、啊、有你们要被抓你们要被迫害。
So he said, be on your guard, and then you will be delivered, you will be taken captive, you will be persecuted.
如果你们不谨慎的话你们就觉得为了这些事情我把信仰都放弃了。
If you are not on your guard, then for these things, probably you are going to forsake your faith.
我们把信仰都放弃的话福音就不能够带到万民当中。
If we forsake our faith, then the gospel will not be proclaimed to all nations.
但这一些的迫害，在神的预言当中是必然要发生的。
However, all these persecutions is actually within the will of God. They are surely to come.
就好像你家里面如果有一个女儿
，So just like when if you have a daughter in your house.
他快到九岁十岁了
that he's reaching the age of 9 or 10.
你就要跟他讲说、哎、你知不知道等你慢慢身体长大的时候你会注意到你的身体会变形。
Maybe you're going to, you have to remind her that when you are growing up, just like your mom, your body is going to change.
你会流血。
You're going to bleed.
你不讲的话他有一天发现他流血的时候他慌张了他以为他要死了。
If you don't tell her in advance, then there will be a day when her menstrual period actually comes and then she will be so afraid that she feared for her life.
你告诉他说这些不正常都是正常的。
And you have to tell her that all these anomalies, that the abnormalities are actually normal.
耶稣就是如此的提醒他的门徒将来有征战将来有人要迫害你。
So this is how Jesus reminded his disciples, there will be wars and you will suffer persecution in the future.
罪人悖逆神到一个地步他们会针对神属神的人、啊、迫害他们。
So sinful people, to some extent, they will start to persecute those believers of God.
不要慌张。
So do not panic.
这些事是必须有的。
These things are surely to come.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we have to watch out.
甚至有一天
Even there will be a day.
这还没发生。
This hasn't come yet.
我们念13章24到25。
Let's read 24 and 25.
那在那里日头。那这些事情还没发生。
So these things hasn't come to realization yet.
将来这些事情更严重的这个天灾要发生。
However, in the future, even more severe, heavily disaster catastrophes will actually happen.
早些年，如果你跟人家谈这两节经文，说日头要变黑，月亮要不发光啊。这些事情的话没有人会相信你的。
So in earlier days, if you tell people that the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give us its light, people will not believe it.
哪里知道科技越来越、发达之后这个我们的知识越来越清楚之、了解之后呢原来这些事要发生不是不可能的。
However, with the advancement of science and technology, and more understanding, our understanding has advanced. We see that these things actually has a possibility to occur.
你发现圣经讲的记载的经文都是很清楚的，也不随便夸大的啊。
And so you see the clarity, the accuracy of the verse of the scripture, and it's not really exaggerating.
圣经从来没说月球上面有兔子等等之类的话但是圣经却讲得很清楚有一天日头要变黑、啊、 月亮要不再发光。
The Bible never claims that there is a bunny on the moon, but the Bible does say that the sun will be darkened, and then the moon will not give its light.
如果我们这些知道天文学的人呢，这个不是笑话。
Excuse me. And when we, for us who are familiar with astrology, astronomy, this is actually not a joke.
这不是只是一个啊、这叫什么啊？无知人所说的话。
So this is not something from an ignorant man.
这乃是千真万确，很有可能会发生的。
But this is surely, and then this is very likely to happen.
众星要从天上坠落，天使要震动。
And the stars will be falling from heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
耶稣还特别说了一句话。
And Jesus say continue further.
三十节。
Verse 30.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没过去，这些事都要成就。这世代是指什么呢？
What is this generation referred to?
这世代的这可以是指时间，就是那一个时代的人。
So this generation, this can mean like referring to the time period of that the people of that time period.
这世代也可以的这也可以指着那一个世代的一个特质。
However, it can also more specifically referring to that generation.
它不是在讲时间。
It's not referring to an era.
它是指特别一个种类的世代。
However, it's a category, specifically a category of generation.
那样的一个世代不限于那一代的人。
That generation is not just confined to that specific period of time.
而是指整个世界的一个环境。
But referring to the condition of the entire world.
而且一代一代下去都在同样的环境之下。
And generation after generation, they live under the same condition.
在第八章十二节，耶稣曾经如此说。
So in verse 12 of chapter 8, Jesus said,
耶稣心里深深叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
Jesus said, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation.
耶稣明明行了很多神迹，是不是？
So Jesus actually have shown a lot of miracles, right?
为什么说没有神迹给这世代看？
Why does he say that there will be no miracles, no signs to be manifested to this generation?
我们再看第八章三十八节。
And chapter 8 verse 38.
一起来念。
Let's read together.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时在这里他说，这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我的和我的道当着可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当着可耻的。
So he said, whoever is ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed, and when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels.
这节经文不是只是单指着门徒讲的。
So he's not only talking to his disciples.
是也是指着今天我们来说的，是不是？
He's also talking to us, right?
这淫乱罪恶的时代不是只限于他那一代的人。
So this adulterous and sinful generation is not just limited to that generation.
每一代淫乱罪恶的时代都是叫那这淫乱罪恶的时代。
Every generation that is adulterous and sinful is called this adulterous and sinful generation.
我们今天活在这淫乱罪恶的时代。
So we're living in this adulterous and sinful generation.
我们的淫乱是我们完全不在乎这个婚姻里头性的关系，我们都是乱伦。
Adultery is that we never focus on this holy sexual relationship within the marriage, but we all perform fornications.
乱性的关系也变乱了。
And then our sexual relationship is messed up.
这不是一代两代的事情。
This is not just confined to one generation or two.
这是整个世界世世代代都如此。
But the entire world, generation after generation, we suffer from this.
当耶稣说这淫乱时代、淫乱罪恶的时代的时候，是讲到这整个世界。
So when Jesus was talking about this adulterous and sinful generation, he's referring to the entire world.
所以当他回到这一节经文说，我实在告诉你，这世代还没过去的时候，这些事都要成就。
So when he's talking about going back to the verse, he said, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
换句话说，这个淫乱罪恶的世界会一直持续下去，直到主耶稣再来。
In other words, this adulterous and sinful generation will last until the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这个淫乱罪恶的世界，没有一个人能够解决当中罪的问题，直到耶稣基督再来。
There's not a single person that can solve the sin issue within the adulterous and sinful generation, and only Jesus can solve this issue.
13章30节不是给我们一个时间段说，哦，那我们就看这些东西在门徒还活着的时候要发生的。
And so verse 30 of chapter 13 is not to say that all these things will happen within the generation of the disciples.
还有更神奇的，就是说当以色列复活的时候，那一代的人还没有过去的时候，会耶稣会再来。
And some people also might claim that when the reestablishment of Israel country, and that generation will not pass away before Jesus comes back.
以色列复国快80年了，再过20年就100年了。
So there is almost like 80 years after the reestablishment of Israel as a country, and in several years, it will reach the 100 year mark.
这一节经文不是在谈一个时间。
This verse is not just talking about an era, a period of time.
讲到我们这个世界的问题。
It's talking about the issue, the problem of our world.
这些问题。不会过去。
And these issues will not pass away.
我们唯一的希望就是耶稣基督再来。
And our only hope is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以你读这个十三章的时候，你觉得很紧张啊，打仗啊，迫害。其实里头有一个盼望，就是耶稣再来的盼望。
So when you're reading this chapter 13, you might be alarmed. There's wars, and then there will be persecutions. But there is this hope embedded in the verses, which is given by Jesus Christ.
这个怀孕的女子。
So this pregnant woman.
这个口味完全变了。
And his taste has completely changed.
生活习惯完全变了。
And his daily routine has completely changed.
很痛苦的。
It's very discomfortable.
她痛苦，她先生也痛苦。
So it brings uncomfort to her and also discomfort to her husband.
忽然之间他们要吃很奇怪的食物。
So all of a sudden they have to eat very strange cuisines.
但是有盼望。
But there is hope.
那盼望是大于一切的痛苦。
And the hope that they are looking forward to surpasses all the discomfort, all the sufferings that they have.
那盼望就是那一天孩子诞生。
And they're looking forward to the day that their child is born.
那孩子诞生的喜乐是何等的喜乐。
And the joy of a new life is a joy that is not surpassable.
耶稣再来的那个喜乐是何等的喜乐。
And the joy of Jesus coming back again is a joy that is unsurpassable.
前面他讲到要谨慎。
So he talked about watch out.
后面他讲到要警醒。
And then he continued with stay awake.
我们一起来念这段经文。
Let's read the verses.
来，就是会在你的信息，一个人知道家族是什么时候，或晚上，或几角。在这里耶稣用了一个很简单的比喻。
So Jesus used a very simple parable here.
他讲到就好像有一个人离开家了，他把事情交代给他家里的仆人，要他们所做他们当做的事情，又吩咐他们看门的要警醒。
So he said, it is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake.
前面这个谨慎呢，你看到很多所有的现象，你让你会慌张。
So when you were seeing the verses on the watch out, you see a lot of phenomena happening, and which makes you very alerted, very afraid.
后面的警醒，你只是要看一件事情。
However, the staying awake here, you only have to focus on one thing.
我们看我们的主。
We look up to our Lord.
他所交给我们的使命。
The work that He has commanded us to do.
他给我们的使命，我们不能睡着了。
He ordered us to stay awake.
不是说我们从今天开始就不睡觉。
It is not to say that we are not going to sleep from this day on.
是说他给我们的使命不能在我们生活当中有任何一个时刻说我们把它撇在一边。
This is to say that what he has commanded us, we should not put aside under any circumstances in our life.
对使命来说，很多人星期一到星期五的这个下午的六点半之前都是睡着的。
So for this commandment, for most of us, from Monday to Friday before 6:30 in the evening, actually we're all sleeping.
啊，团契准时啊，没错啊，我们也准时，结束之后就睡觉了。
So the fellowship being punctual, of course, and after the finish of a fellowship, we go to sleep. Very punctual.
很多我们基督徒我们是不警醒的。
A lot of the Christians are actually sleeping.
我们对神的使命，我们常常忘记。
And we forget very often the commandments from God.
我们不要忘记神最终有一个审判。
And do not forget that there will be this final judgment.
有一个审判啊。
That we have to, there is this final judgment.
谈到审判，我们都很害怕，是不是？
We might be very afraid of judgment, right?
我要你们改观啊，审判不是害怕啊，可怕的事情。
However, I want to change your perspective, and then a judgment is not something that's very scary.
你看到这个社会里头很多不公的事情。
When you see a lot of the unfair things in the society.
但是如果有一天冒出一个法官，他完全这个公正的话啊，不是包青天哈。
However, if there is this judge that coming out, not the 包青天 in Chinese history, coming out to judge, who is a completely fair and just.
我们会很高兴。
And we are going to be really happy.
因为他要主持一个公道。
Because he is going to uphold justice.
神在末后有一个审判。
So in the final days, God is going to have this judgment.
神要将一切更新。
And he's going to make everything new.
将那应当有的次序、应当有的公义要显出来。
He is going to restore the order as it meant to be, and he's going to uphold the justice as they meant to be.
你说这样的一个审判谁受得了
？And so who can stand this judgment？
我们都是五十步笑一百步的人。
We are all like I don't know.
啊，那我们自己怎么受得了
？So how can we stand in such a judgment？
所以我们需要救恩。
And that's why we need salvation.
我们需要来到耶稣基督。说我们实在是个罪人，求你赦免。
And we have to come before our Lord Jesus Christ and confessing that we are indeed sinners, and please forgive us.
末世有一个使命。
And there is a mission in this end times.
神说，在我审判之前，这个信耶稣啊能够得救的这个福音，要让所有的人听到，让他们都悔改。
So God commanded us that this gospel is going to spread among all nations, so they will have a chance to repent.
免得我来审判临到他们。
Lest that I come and then my judgment be upon them.
前面讲到这怀孕的女子是她第五胎，她非常的难受。
So this pregnant woman that we talked about in the beginning, this is her fifth pregnancy, and she was suffering from quite a lot of discomfort.
曾经流产过的她也知道任何时候悲剧会发生。
And so, since she had experience of miscarriages, she knew that tragedy can happen anytime.
她只能期望这一次孩子能够顺利的生出来。
So the only thing that she could hope for is that this time, this pregnancy will bring a healthy child.
在这世代，任何悲剧都可能发生。
In this world, in this generation, any tragedy can happen.
昨天我在那个球场那里的时候，我总是担心，因为警察在被围着。
So I was very worried when I was at the stadium yesterday because there were so many policemen.
虽然这些是毕业生。万一他们想不开跟警察打起来怎么办?
Even though these are graduates, what if they just lose their sense and start to fight with the policemen?
什么悲剧都可能发生。
Any tragedy can happen.
基督徒也不例外。
And then the Christians cannot refrain from that.
在马可福音十三章的安慰不是说有征战，你们但是你们放心，你们在的地方没有征战。
So Jesus didn't say in Mark 13 that there will be wars, but rest assured, where you stay, there will be no wars.
这不是耶稣应许的安慰。
This is not the comfort that Jesus has promised.
耶稣的安慰也不是说有迫害，但是只有给那些软弱的基督徒，他们才受迫害。
And Jesus also didn't say that there will be persecutions, but the persecutions are reserved for those weak Christians, and only they will be persecuted.
这里唯一的安慰在哪里?
Where is this only comfort come from?
在我们13章24节刚刚念的这段经文24-25我们再来念。
Let's read together again verse 24 and 25.
你看到英文有前面有个 but.
And you see the word but, 但 in English translation.
24节前面是有但是那灾难以后。
In the beginning of verse 24, it starts with the word but. After in those days, after that tribulation.
好，我们一起来念24-25，来。来，这是。继续。在整个天翻地覆的当中完全黑暗的时候我们的安慰是我们的主还要再来。
In this tribulation of heaven and earth, our comfort comes from our Lord, of his coming back.
我可以按着圣经所预言的讲一句。
So I can say one sentence, one word, according to the prophecy of the Bible.
环保很好但是环保救不了这个世界。
Environmental preservation is really good, but we cannot save the world by preserving the environment.
我们就是做到死，这个世界有一天还是要灭亡。
Even if we do our best, this world is going to come to an end.
我们唯一的盼望，福音是那一位成为人子的耶稣基督，他大有能力，有大有荣耀的降临。
And our only hope comes from this Lord, who is called Jesus Christ. He is coming in clouds with great power and glory.
到时候他要从四方召集他的选民属他的人。
In that day, he will call everyone who is called by his name.
耶稣再来要把属他的人召集在他那里。
And he's going to call, gather his elect from four winds.
我们是属基督的吗?
Are we, do we belong to Jesus Christ?
你最亲的朋友是属于基督的吗?
Your best friend, is he belonging to Jesus Christ?
你家人,他们属基督吗?
What about your families? Do they belong to Jesus Christ?
我们唯一的安慰在这个末世当中就是我们是属基督的。
Our only hope in this end times, is that we belong to Jesus Christ.
属基督的人就是那来到神面前承认自己是罪人。需要耶稣基督的宝血来赦免我们。
Those who belong to Jesus Christ are those who come before him, confessing that we need his precious blood, to cover our sins.
属基督的人，圣经说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Those who belong in Jesus Christ are those who confess his names and then receive those coming in his name, and then God is going to call them his own.
当我们在这个末世当中，我们看到许多现象的时候，我们需要谨慎。
When we see many phenomena, many things, in this end of times, we have to stay awake. Oh, we have to watch out.
谨慎，不要让这一些，各种各样的信息打乱我们心中的这个盼望。
We have to watch out that we do not let all these misinformation to confuse our hearts.
我们要警醒。
And we also have to stay awake.
我们要看清楚我们属神的人在神里头，神给我们的使命。
We have to be clear about the mission, the commandment that God has given us.
让我们能够把人，把这福音带到人群当中。
That we can spread the gospel among the nations.
让世人能够与造他们的主恢复关系。
That all of us, all of human beings, can reunite with the Creator.
到那一天，让他们也属于那一群属神的子民。
That there will be a day that they will also be called his children.
是我们主所召集的。
And the God has called his elect.
求主帮助我们能够谨慎并警醒。
Lord, may the Lord help us to watch out and to stay awake.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父们，感谢你，你的恩典带领我们走每天的道路。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that you lead us onto this, this road towards heaven.
也求主你赐给我们谨慎的心。
And let us have a heart that watches out.
在世界的各种各样的乱局当中，我们心不慌张。
That in this chaos of the world, that we are not going to be confused.
让我们能够不失去你应许中的那个盼望。
That we will not lose the hope according to your will.
让我们也能够警醒。
That we can also stay awake.
让我们能够清楚主你的使命。
That we can be clear about your commandments.
让我们能够把福音带到我们的家人朋友当中。
That we can spread the gospel among our friends or our families.
高奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
有机会以后我们再唱那首歌。
So we will learn the song when we have opportunity in the future.